Hello, I'm Louis and I've come to visit London Zoo. I come here a lot because I really, really, really love animals. I'm down here in the basement in the zoo kitchen with Tracy, the zookeeper.
Hi Louis.
Why did you become a zookeeper?
I became a zookeeper because I wanted to be a vet when I was at school, and pretty soon I found out I wasn't clever enough to be a vet, and I went to art school, and I used to do a lot of natural history drawing of all the animals in different zoos around the country, and ended up in London at college and used to come here and got a summer job, and I went to college and done my exams and stuff, and the rest is history. I never became a vet, never became an artist, I became the zookeeper. You come down to our kitchen then, so do you want me to talk you through a few of the things we have here? What would you like to know? Would you like to know what animals we've got and what we feed them?
Yes.
Okay, so if you have a look around our blackboard, we have to put all the animals' diets up there to make sure that they get the right form of food every day and all the proper vitamins in their diet. We have to take lots of the fruits and hope that they're quite similar to the ones that have been in the wild, growing on trees, to make sure the monkeys are getting the right stuff. If you have a look around, you can see how much is here. There's tons, isn't there? And you imagine every day the keepers have to bring all this in, prepare all the meals. And if you have a look around, all the buckets everywhere. So we've got 11 squirrel monkeys here at the zoo in a walkthrough, and they like to eat everything from lots of juicy fruits and some vegetables to creepy crawlies like crickets and worms. And they're only little, they're from South America. Also in our zoo kitchen, we have all the food here for the camels, the hippopotamuses, our sloth bears, our bearded pigs, and all of our monkeys and apes.
What animals have the eggs?
Well, our bears love eggs. Each morning the bears get 2 boiled eggs each. We have to boil the eggs for all the animals because if we feed them raw, they're open to get diseases such as salmonella. Well, the bears get 2 each. The bearded pigs get about 3 eggs each a week. And then some of the little monkeys get eggs as well. You can see on our blackboard over here, it will tell you that on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday, all the large monkeys get 1 egg each. The red bellies, our golden-headed lion tamarins and the squirrel monkeys get 1 egg split between each group of animals because they're very high in protein. Down there we've got all the hippos' dinners made up, and I can show you all the herbs we mix in with their dinners. We get all the herbs off the gardeners, we get a delivery daily and we snip them and put them all over their buckets.
And who gets the pollen?
Our 3 bears at the zoo get the porridge, which is quite funny because their keeper, Nikki, is obviously a girl, so we often call her Goldilocks because she goes off to feed her 3 bears with their porridge for breakfast. So don't you think our kitchen looks a bit like at home as well, Louis, with the garlic hanging up? We've got all the potatoes and carrots and cabbages. Do you wonder who has the garlic?
Yes.
Well, the hippos like to have their garlic crushed, whereas the pigs like to have it whole. The camels don't like to eat it, but we rub it on their posts and on their logs in the paddock so they can sniff it, and it just makes them make big blur noises because they don't like it. But all the animals, just like you and I, have favourite ways of doing things and eating things, so we have to cater for everybody's favourite taste. Look what the pygmy hippos eat. Also, they like to eat big chunks of food. They don't like their food chopped slightly. And also you'll notice that all the animals like to have fresh grass and leaves and branches as part of their diet, as well as everything you can see down here. Okay, Louis, this is our enrichment board. Do you know what enrichment means? We put up on the board different things for animals to play with. All our animals at the zoo need toys as well because they're very, very similar to your pets at home. So we write up lists here, and it just means that a keeper can come in the morning and they can go, today, what shall I give? I will give the hippos some weeks. And the weeks that we give hippos are big, huge palm leaves, and we put them in the pool and they swim underneath them and come up and they go all around the paddock wearing them like big long green wigs on them. Or a keeper can choose something like some plant pots to throw in with the anoas because they'll use their horns to bash the plant pots to bits. The pigs are really, really nosy and like anything to go mooching about for, but in the summer in particular they love ice lollies. We make the ice lollies here at the zoo for them using water with herbal tea in it, so it's healthy, there's no sugar in it to hurt the animals' teeth, and we'll chop up bits of carrot and stuff. This is the freezer and it's full of ice lollies. Can you see this one's had a blackcurrant herbal tea with, looks like, some carrot and some apple in there, and the keeper's put a rope inside of them so we can bang them out of the pots and hang them up in the paddock so the animal can lick really well. You may notice there's a really nasty smell as well in here, as well as the ice pops. If you stick your nose there, you can see there's bags of frozen fish and mice because the pigs like to eat them.
Which animals have the pock?
We actually pop the popcorn in the mornings in a big massive tin on the oven, ready for all the animals, and we feed it as part of the monkey's diet. The popcorn will just keep them a little bit more active, and it's very, very slim. So it's better than giving them currants every day or nuts every day. And even a famous pop star, Madonna, has the popcorn diet, doesn't she? So we followed that for our monkeys. Pigs can crack a coconut and a camel can in one bite. Okay, Louis, I'll take you in. Listen to that old gate, eh? It needs a bit of an oiling, doesn't it? Now, this is Noemi and Nadia. Noemi was an orphan. Let's give her a bit of cabbage. Listen to her crunch. They love their cabbage. It's one of their favourite meals. They're nice and healthy, the pair of them. Do you want to give her a piece, Louis? Just watch your fingers because she's got big canine teeth at the end there. She won't bite you. She'll just take it. Yum, yum. As you can hear, camels can spit and shout. Nadia, you're being very rude. Where's your manners? Now, you see they've got two big humps on their back. That's because they're a Bactrian camel. The other camel is called the dromedary, and a really good way to remember this for you guys is that if you look at their humps at the back, it looks like a big capital B, which is for Bactrian. If you look at the camel that has one hump, it looks like a capital D, which is dromedary. So it's a good way to remember. Here you go, take some cabbage leaves. Oh, thank you very much. This is a rare treat. Look at her, she's being snobby because she wants the cabbage. It's only a leaf. Now, what they like to do afterwards is have a look in the bucket to make sure that we haven't cheated. Head right in. Oh, did you hear a burp? That's rude, isn't it? Rudy poody. There we go. So they look quite nice at the moment because they've lost their big, horrible winter coats. They come right down to their knees, and then come the springtime, they lose it. See at the top of Nadia's hump, she's still got some shaggy coat left. That'll all come off, and then they have this lovely new coat underneath, and it all starts all over again growing. And by wintertime, it'll be right down to their knees and as thick as big, heavy blankets. And that's because they come from a place called the Gobi Desert, which can go to minus 40 during the winter months. So they need that big coat with the climate out there. Okay, should we walk round to the hippos then, Louis? Go and see if they're ready. They'll be waiting for their evening meal, but I've got a sneaky feeling they'll still be swimming because it's a nice warm day.
What time do the hippos go to bed?
They actually go to bed once it gets dark. We've made them big wallows out of coconut matting, which is really nice and comfortable for them. So it's to try and mimic the kind of bed they'd have in the wild. So we don't give them straw beds because it's not very good for their skin. But they'll sleep for hours and hours. They're the laziest animal we've got. They're a great, great zoo animal. All they want to do is eat food, sleep and wallow. See that big nose sticking out at the end? There's a big snout. That's Mr. Hip, or Thug as we call him. Just seeing to my right, a little hippopotamus sleeping down here. She's just lying in the sun. See her? And that's Nikki Noo. That's our little girl hippo. So she's Thug's girlfriend. Do you like her? Can you see her slimy skin? Their skin secretes a fluid which is full of like sunscreen and antibiotics to stop them burning and help them mend after a fight, because hippos can fight sometimes and they're quite nasty with their big tusks. And in folklore it says that the pygmy hippo carries the diamonds through the forest at night time because the moon picks up on all those little sweat glands on their body and they just shimmer and sparkle. It's very nice.
When is the Gorilla Kingdom opening?
Easter next year. So it's a very, very exciting time for us. It's going to be very beautiful. Lots of tropical plants and watered moats and new gorillas.
What time do you go home?
We actually leave the zoo at 6 o'clock. And we've got a new baby monkey on section, though, a spider monkey, born to our female Cher and her boyfriend Branko. So we're going to go and check the baby before we go home, say goodnight and turn their lights off. And then we leave them all peacefully until the morning.
Thank you, Tracy.
I'll see you next time.